Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. The All About You show is brought to you in part by Mindscape, The Art of Transformation, and Vera Hart, developing heart-centered, mindful, transformed, energized people and companies. Good morning. My name is Karen Sullivan, and I'm your host of the All About You show. And today is Wednesday, May 18th. And today I'd like to talk about, you know, intention and reinvention. And what exactly is an intention? Wikipedia states that an intention is a mental state that represents a commitment to carrying out an action or actions in the future. Now, there's a vibratory connection with attention versus a verbal affirmation. So, you know, don't get me wrong. Affirmations really are excellent. But with affirmations, it needs to be something clear and concise and something you can't actually argue with yourself. You have to feel them as you're saying them rather than just verbalizing, you know. In fact, one of my favorite affirmations is by a gentleman by the name of Emile Coué, who was a mid-1800s pioneer in hypnosis. And he coined a phrase that is, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And he would have his clients recite this 10 times every night before going to sleep, counting it off on one hand. So, you know, tapping your thumb and your forefinger together, and that was one, and then your middle finger, your ring finger, pinky, you know, and so on. And you just keep going through until you get to 10, and you actually say it in a low monotone voice to yourself. The reason why this particular phrase or affirmation has stood the test of time is that one is not stating that anything is wrong. And we are, when utilizing that phrase, commanding one of the most powerful laws, and that is the law of I am. Be very, very mindful when you state I am, fill in the blank, if you are talking negatively about yourself, because you are, that actually is a command. So to happen after, you know, stating every day in every way, I am getting better and better, over the course of days, or even, you know, perhaps a couple of weeks, what begins to happen is the mind creates a trigger. And when, say, you get in your car and you wrap your hand around the steering wheel, what's the first thing that happens? If you visualize that right now, when you put your hands around the wheel of your car, your thumb and your forefinger touch. And when that happens, the trigger then goes off and your mind will automatically start reciting, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. And it will just continue to do it every single time. So then you no longer have to train yourself. It then becomes an automatic system of habit. And that's the way subconsciously, you know, our mind likes to work. It's at a subconscious level. So what you're doing is creating a new subconscious habit. And every time you will tap your thumb and forefinger together, it will just start, your mind will just start reciting it over and over again. And you'll be amazed at even 2 weeks after doing that, you know, looking back and seeing, you know, old patterns of belief perhaps have fallen away. People who used to be very negative and pull you down, all of a sudden are no longer in your sphere of friendships or even relationships at all. And you're able to stand more and more in your own power when you do that. And that's so important in trying to learn the art of intention and thus the ability to reinvent yourself, is getting rid of some of these limiting people, some of these limiting habits, some of these limiting beliefs. And as we discussed before, a belief is really nothing more than a habitual way of thinking. So what we intend to do is kind of shift out the ones that, you know, are kind of lingering where they are for whatever reason, that they're still there. Perhaps, you know, they started in early childhood when, you know, we don't have the wisdom with life and the way it works now. And we keep going back to what is very familiar when we are responding to other people, when we are reacting to other people. And so getting a hold of that and shifting it out and starting to create a new boundary within your frame structure, your neural net, is very important in making some of these quantum leaps that so many people want in their life, but they can't yet figure out how to get from where they are to where they want to be. So one of the things that helps is that Emile Coué affirmation. You're not stating that anything is wrong. You're just stating that in every day, in every way, you're getting better and better. And it's beautiful how things start to unfold, okay? So, you know, if life isn't, if you kind of like feel like you've hit a speed bump or you're off track with where you want to be with your life, part of this intention in reinventing is give yourself a break, really. There's no such thing as perfection. You are here for, in my studies and a number of years in studies, you know, the purpose of life is joy. So seek that which brings you joy, and you will always, you know, find things to be happy about. And so when we realize that everyone has gunk, as Joseph Campbell once said, everybody's got something. So it all becomes a whole bunch of so what? It's what are you going to do now, right? You can either continue to go over and over and over again in your head, you know, all of these negative things about yourself. But if it were your friend saying that to you, you wouldn't take it from them. So break up with yourself if that's what you need, you know, and take time and realize that you get what you exactly put into your life. So when it's not unfolding, cut yourself some slack. Everybody has their own journey, and we all come to our own understandings and even a deeper understanding as we continue to move forward. You're never really stuck, you know. It just feels that way because we just keep generating the same habitual ways of thinking. So maybe what you might want to try, and this is what I do myself and what I have my clients do, and at nighttime before I go to sleep. I take in a nice, several slow, deep breaths, and exhale. My exhale count is the same as my inhale count. And then when I feel myself, just beginning to relax, and it only takes about 15 to 30 seconds, just a few deep breaths. And then I will visualize a cord attached to the base of my spine. And then I visualize it going to the very center of the earth, and I'll wrap it around anything solid that I find, and then allow it to expand to a size that's comfortable for me, depending on the accumulated junk of the day. And then I just continue with my breathing and just let whatever flows through my mind to go down my grounding cord so that I can release it from myself, because it's energy, it's stored up energy. If I don't let go of it, it just builds up and it becomes stress, and it becomes stress upon stress upon stress upon stress. So, it really is an evolution to keep yourself in the awareness of what your level or your threshold for stress is, because sometimes we take so much that we just pop and we don't really mean to. That's just the way it happens. So if you learn to release it every single day, you'll find your popping moments are fewer and further between. So again, it looks like picking in a few breaths, visualizing a grounding cord at the base of my spine, traveling all the way to the center of the earth. I enlarge it to a size that's comfortable for me, and then I release everything, any stress, any tension, any unfinished projects, any thoughts that are rambling through my brain, what am I going to have for, what am I going to make for dinner tomorrow night? What am I going to, how much of my book am I going to get written today or tomorrow, or kicking myself because I didn't sit and write today. Instead of allowing myself to entertain those thoughts, I just acknowledge them and continue focusing on the grounding cord and just let it all, flow out of my system. Right? And by doing that, that frees up my own personal monkey mind so that I can then have a clear head and set my intentions for the next day. And I will, only do five, there's a laundry list of things that I would like to intend, but realistically, keeping it to a handful or less makes it reasonable and actionable. And anything more than that, you are truly adding a ton of undue pressure on yourself. So I will start with, my journal, and I'll write tomorrow's date on it. So tonight I would write May 19th, 2016, and then I would just list 1 through 5, right, of things that, I intend tomorrow. And, so my list would look like, wake up and show gratitude for everybody in my circle. Say and do one positive thing for myself. Take time to meditate, write down, 5 pages of your book, lend a hand to a neighbor or to an ailing friend. That would be what my list looks like. So if you wanted to lose weight, all right, a list would look like I am paying attention to my triggers for eating. I'm replacing my favorite junk food with a crunchy vegetable or fruit. I am not my weight. I am loving myself. And I mean that in two words, not myself, but myself. You know, there's the inner and then there's the outer you. And learning to recognize that inner you and honor that inner you really helps make strides in going from where you are to where you want to be. So I am loving myself no matter what the scale, the size, etc. says. You know, you get the idea. And you just kind of keep that list with you and you remind yourself throughout the day, yeah, this feels like me. This feels good that I, you know, that I can love myself no matter what. This feels good that, you know what, food doesn't control me. I control the food. It feels good. See, when you connect the feel good to what you're thinking, then you're beginning to pay attention to how your body and your mind are connected and how they intuitively, unconsciously respond to one another. All right? So if, say, you know, you're looking for your ideal mate, you know, it would be something like, I am enjoying the company of people who make me laugh. I enjoy the company of, or not even just your mate, but, you know, expanding your friendships. And I enjoy the company of people who make me laugh. I enjoy, or I am enjoying the uplifting conversation. I am enjoying a more positive circle of friends, whatever, you know, the case may be that fits for you. These are the things that you would write down 1 to 5. And you pull it out and you look at it, you know, from time to time again, and you're just like, oh, this, you know what, this feels really good because I am in control. You know, and when you take back control, you're taking back your power. You're no longer giving it away to others to allow them to have control over how you feel about yourself. And that's huge. You know, it's choice, right? You choose what you think, what you do, how you act, how you react. All of that is you. You are not the puppet of another's opinion. In fact, you're your own puppet master, if you will. So if things aren't going the way you want them to go, and you are really looking to strive for life empowerment, life enrichment, you know, just to feel self-love and gratitude in every day. Even if that's the only thing you're seeking, it will find you, and you will find more and more and more things to be happy about, more and more things to feel grateful about, and less time worrying about things that are beyond your control. Because the only things that you can control are what you think, how you respond, how you react. That's it. That's all the control you have. And what's really freeing about that is you loosen the reins and you are relaxed enough to know that the only one in charge of your happiness is you. And the freedom that that brings is truly amazing to watch. Another tool and I guess the reason is, you know, I don't know, perhaps I need to revisit this one myself. I don't know. It's been a while. Back in the 90s, you know, back before the invention of Facebook. And everything was all about Yahoo groups. And I had a group on Yahoo called Empower You, and I worked with some of the most incredible, fantastic women I have ever had the pleasure of knowing and the honor of watching their unfolding and stepping into their own power. And my list from the 90s through now has, you know, has more than quadrupled. And these were women from all across the globe, from all walks of life, socioeconomic backgrounds, and race, creed, color, religion, none of it mattered. You know, I live in a judgment-free zone. That's not my job. It's somebody else's job. And there's too much of that going on anyway. But what they were like my feedback, my beta testers. They loved to test absolutely any project that I was creating. So back then, it was the I Am Project. And we started off this project with about 45 to, I think, 50. I think it was about 45 women. And we all started, and we had to, you know, connect in the group on a daily basis, and we were there to just support one another, not judge one another, just be there. And but we had to start our day eyeballing ourselves in the mirror. And believe me when I tell you that I know that this is hard, because I know this is hard. It is the hardest, probably one of the hardest things anybody will ever have to do, and that is look at yourself in a mirror for 5 solid minutes, eyeballing yourself and repeating to yourself over and over and over again for 5 minutes, I love you. It feels foolish. It feels like, oh my God, 5 minutes, that's a really long time. 1 minute feels like a really long time, especially, you know, if somebody's like holding a pillow over your face and you're trying to get some oxygen, 1 minute feels like a really long time. Believe me, I know 5 minutes feels like a long time, but it really isn't. Get yourself a timer. Look at yourself. And, you know, this is important because, you know, we are who we are. And the sooner we learn to love ourselves, we can then learn to love other people, and others' opinions of who we are no longer matter to us. It's all about self-love and being selfish, and I hyphenate selfish. You know, I think it's gotten convoluted over the years throughout eons of time. I think it used to be S-E-L-F hyphen I-H, meaning of the self, and somehow got twisted into, you know, some sort of narcissism, and it's not really that. It's taking time to love yourself, because if you're not gonna, and you've heard this a million times, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, if you don't love you, nobody else can. You are setting the standards how other people treat you by how you treat yourself. All right, you set the standard. If you don't like how you're being treated, raise your standards of how you treat yourself. Look at yourself in the morning, eyeball the reflection, looking back at you, and tell yourself, I love you. Now, what happened during that exercise with my I Am Project back day, around day 7, I heard Joe Cocker singing into my head, "You Are So Beautiful," and I broke down in tears. You know, I realized that I never really looked beyond myself, as in my external vision, and I really saw myself for who I was, and at a soul level, and it was a paradigm shifting moment for me. And I couldn't wait to go to the group and talk with the group about this. And one by one by one, not everybody on the same day, you know, but everybody in their own time started to have their own unique experiences and trials and tribulations and celebrations of life. And some of these women went on to become authors. Some never saw themselves going back to school, didn't know how they were going to afford to go back to school, but found ways. Went on to become, you know, one of them went on to become a nutritionist and is now helping people with not only diet but self-image, all because of how this started back for her in the 90s. One took a trip, a well-deserved trip to India, and she still writes to me every now and again that I have started her on a wonderful journey. And this is, you know, it's so nice to hear from people from this group from back then to how their lives have changed just by something so simple and something that we take for granted each and every day of our lives, and that's ourselves, you know. When we learn that we need to love and accept ourselves for where we are and where we stand no matter what is going on in our life, we understand, you know, that it might not be our ideal, but our ideal is becoming closer. Give yourself some slack. Remind yourself where you are is okay, who you are is okay. And learn to treat yourself with the same love and respect that you treat others. And that is the basis of reinventing yourself, is first learning to love yourself, right? If the nighttime visual doesn't work for you as far as, you know, if you feel like you're too sleepy and you just want to go to sleep, you know, after visualizing the cord and just, you know, go ahead and drift off into an amazing sleep, you'll be surprised at how much deeper your sleep is, how much more peaceful and restful it is, and how, you know, less tormenting the dream state can be, because your dream state is a reflection of what's going on in your daily life. So you might want to start journaling those as well. And while dream interpretation, there's a number of books out there, believe me when I tell you, your dreams are all about you. So your symbols, everything in your dream, colors, numbers, people, places, things, you know, what you're doing and where you're at, they are all about you. So when you are looking up what your dreams mean online, keep in mind that it is, you know, broad-based. And bring it back in. If it doesn't feel right for you, then don't do it. You know, don't say, oh, yeah, well, this is what this means to me, you know. And then sit and think about a few days prior. Dreams are never literal, ever. They are, they're meant to gather your attention so that you can then fill in the blanks with where you're going and what you're doing. I do hope that you try some of the things that you've heard here today. And I would love to know any experiences that you have. Feel free to drop me a line at email me at Karen@KarenSullivan.net. On the marquee, there's also hyperlinks to connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn. I'm pretty much everywhere. All right. I hope you have an incredible rest of your day, and love and light always. Enjoy.